Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And all you Odd Couple fans out there, and if you're listening, you're a fan. If you miss any portion of the show, all you have to do is download the podcast. By the way, you can tell your friends who can't listen right now, just download the Odd Couple podcast. New episodes go up daily on all the platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. All right, iCouple on the podcast. Just type in iCouple and get us. All right, we got Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, at the bottom of the hour as we do every Monday. But first, we are going to talk Brock Purdy. Now, he was one of the big stories yesterday, Rob, in that he had a third straight loss. This is a guy who won his first 10 starts in the NFL, including two playoff games. This is a guy, Rob, who had the highest passer rating in the history of the league through his first 10 starts. And he led the league right now in passer rating. Now he's second. He's still second, even after three bad games. But he's the talk because the Niners have dropped three straight. Deebo Samuel's out. Trent Williams, the great left tackle, is out. And Brock Purdy had two bad interceptions Sunday against Cincinnati that helped, you know, them lose that game. And two more against Minnesota. As Tyler Dragon said, I mean, some are giving him somewhat of a pass on the two interceptions against Minnesota, Rob, because those came after he was concussed. And you remember a year ago when Tua was concussed against Green Bay, but they didn't realize it till, you know, later that week. He played the whole game and threw three interceptions for the first time all season. And so, you know, it obviously can affect you. But he's got five interceptions, three touchdowns in his last three games. And so people are all over the place on him. Some still believe in him. I believe in him. I mean, I don't think he's elite, but I do believe he's a good quarterback and he'll bounce back. Others think that, you know, this proves he's not that good. Others are going as far as to think maybe they should look at Sam Darnold, or made a mistake in letting Trey Lance go. So where are you at on Brock Purdy?
I would say, Chris, if I had to pick a camp, that he was never as good as those first 10 games. Like that was unheard of for a guy to be able to get into a situation like that and play as well through 10 starts. And people thought it wasn't even a full season. And I'm not, nah, he put up the numbers, they count, and I get all that. But, and that's why it was such a marvel, because this guy was Mr. Irrelevant, the last guy drafted in the, picked in the draft, blah, 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 blah. I think he's going to be like a good or pretty good quarterback, but I never thought in looking at him and his size, Chris, that he was going to be like some elite quarterback, and they had their next quarterback for the next 15 years. I just never saw him as that. Despite the winning at that clip, despite the numbers, he started the season the first five games, no interceptions, and they're off to a 5-0 start. And my God! And after they beat Dallas, he, you know, all of his teammates stood up for him and said, God, right. "Respect him. He should be in the MVP conversation." No. And that was the reason why a lot of people were still hesitant. Not that they want to discount anything he's done, Chris, but the sample size to me just wasn't big enough. And I think he's not this bad, but I think there's a happy medium between the two where he's a good quarterback, but not, as you said earlier, he's not elite, never was going to be elite, but he's going to be a good quarterback. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, and look, could he become elite? Maybe.
Everybody's not elite. It's hard, right?
Right. And you know how it works, Rob. I mean, if he were to win the Super Bowl this year, I don't know that people would say he's elite at that point. But if he were to win the Super Bowl next year, they have another good year. He plays well. They say they get to the conference finals or, you know, championship game. I think if he put up the numbers and they're consistently winning, and one of those wins is a Super Bowl, you know, then I think eventually people might look at him as elite. But, yeah, at this point, he's not elite. And, obviously, I mentioned it with Russell Wilson. He's not as good as those numbers. I mean, the numbers were saying he's, like, the best quarterback ever as far as passer rating.
Right.
And so, obviously, you can't go that far. But I think I still believe he'll bounce back. Because as I think it was Tyler we were talking with, it happens. I don't know if it was him or if it was just somebody else.
With the concussion
I heard
thing?
From, no, I mean, like, these struggles. Actually, it was somebody else I was listening to on my way home. But, Rob, usually young quarterbacks struggle almost immediately or some point during their first year, and he didn't have that. And so now he's going through the struggles. Remember, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes, it was 2021. Now, granted, he had already won an MVP.
Yeah,
won a Super
he's
Bowl.
A little. I just wouldn't mention Patrick.
Not,
with this
yeah,
guy.
It's different. This guy's not on that
right.
level.
Not on that, right.
But I'm just saying, even he, you know, you remember 7 straight games with interceptions, 10 interceptions in those 7 games.
Right.
Even they were doing the cover 2 and it was giving him some problems. Jalen Hurts, Rob, as I said earlier, you remember 2 weeks ago, he has 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 6 games. So people were wondering, why did he, you know, was it kind of a one-year fluke? Or and obviously the last 2 games, he's been tremendous, throwing 300 yards a game, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. So he's, you know, he went through it. It happens. So that's why I'm going to be patient. Kind of as you said, you should be patient when it was on the high road as well.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I've always been that. You know me. I'm always the one. I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit. And I just want to see a larger sample size. And I'm sure there are a lot of scouts, a lot of people going like, see, I told you. You know, everybody, the scouts are saying we blew it on him and we didn't see whatever it was with him. But I just think we need more games. And then the other thing, too, is, and we talked about Dak, Chris, when Dak first started. He had everything. They had a great defense.
Yep.
Ezekiel Elliott was the best running back. You know, remember when Dak, oh my God. Look at the Cowboys. Look at what the Cowboys found. That right? Look at what the Cowboys found. Why they got their quarterback forever. They got to get rid of Tony Romo even though they didn't want to. You know, like that's where it was. And now these years later, you know, he's week to week. You know, like with Dak.
He's
1 week
to be good, right. But he hasn't progressed to elite. There's no question about it. And, you know, I think that's good. It's good that you brought him up, Rob, because Purdy is, he doesn't run it as well as Dak, obviously, or Dak did.
Right.
But he's a game manager. He's managing the game. That's all they've called on him to do. And he has been able to make some big plays with his arm, not so much with his leg, although he's run a little more lately. But I think the problem lately for them, Rob, has been their defense hasn't been nearly as good. Remember, we thought this was maybe a historic defense. And last 3 weeks, they haven't been very good. And then the run game hasn't been there. So McCaffrey was averaging over 100 yards a game through the first five games, rushing. Since then, last three, he's averaged fewer than 50 yards, like 47 right. yards a game. And so now, whereas before it was, all right, we got great defense, we run the ball, we got the best running back in the league, and we've got a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes and can make some good throws. Now, it all of a sudden, when the defense foundered, when the running back, you know, can't get Trent Williams, that's a big problem. That might be why McCaffrey isn't getting any room to run. But Trent Williams being out, and now all of a sudden, it's a little more on Purdy's shoulders, right? Not to mention he doesn't have Deebo Samuel. So now it's like, okay, we need you to carry us a little more, right? Not just manage, but carry us. And that's when he struggled. Now, in fairness, I got to say this, Rob. Yesterday, he was playing well. He threw for 365 yards. Some of that was at the end of the game. But he was playing well, and then he made the bad mistakes, interceptions in the last, you know, quarter.
Right.
Game before, same thing against Minnesota. Was playing well and then fell apart at the end. Maybe it was the concussions. Who knows? But he's made some, even the last 2 weeks, he's made some big-time throws. But the bottom line is, no matter how many big time throws, you can't turn the ball over in these close games. I think he'll learn from it because he's been smart, been a good decision maker, been precise for the most part. But he's going to have to go out there and prove it.
Chris, what about the rope that he has? Has he bought
with
enough?
Darnold, you mean?
Like, yeah, like the idea. Like if he goes out and has another, like they were 5-0 and loses again and doesn't play right. Well, has another couple of picks. If you're the 49ers, do you have to reevaluate? Because you got a team that you thought was ready
right.
or
yeah,
had a chance.
You're in the win now. You're win now.
Am
for
I
sure.
right?
Yeah, I would give him I definitely don't think it's one game. Like, you know, if he goes out and throws two interceptions the next game and they lose, Darnold's starting the next week. But I think it could possibly be two. I don't think that'll happen. But I think that's a possibility. If he continues to play poorly, I mean, and Darnold's look good. I mean, obviously Darnold's not getting big time first unit reps in practice, but still, if Purdy continues to struggle, maybe two more just bad games and they lose, maybe then yes. But I do think he's got a pretty decent amount of rope. Now, as I said, he hasn't earned it to the point where, you know, like there's no benching him like a Patrick Mahomes or a Jalen Hurts.
Right,
or,
certain
know,
guys.
Somebody
you,
like
right.
that.
They're going
right.
to play through it. Right.
Right. But I think he's got – I don't think it's like a one-game thing. Their next game is Jacksonville, which obviously will be a tough game. But both of those teams coming off the bye, too. So, you know, I think they'll definitely be discouraged if he doesn't play well because they'll be like, man, he had a bye week to heal up. If it was the concussion, he should be good now. You know, Trent Williams should be back. So I think that if he plays poorly and they lose, they'll definitely start to consider
it.
But I think at this point, yeah. I think at this point, it's really not there. Do you?
I just think if he has yet another one, that they would have to start to consider it. Because you got to remember, because then you can start to look and go, you know what, this is the first full season when you start adding up the games, Chris, you know,
right,
and maybe
right.
he's hit a wall.
And,
I know
obviously teams get more tape.
Right, you know? and that's a fact, right? You just kind of know tendencies and what guys do, and, you know, you want to get him off his sweet spot, where is he best from, all that stuff. And tape does matter. That's why there's all these cheating scandals, Chris, with tape, right?
Right.
And signals. There's a reason for that stuff. I mean, you're not doing it for no reason. So, yeah, I think he's closer to what we've seen lately than he is to what we saw in the first 10 games. That's what I think he is. He's closer to this than
well,
he
this
is.
This ain't good enough.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's. But
he
I'm saying
not be too close.
No, but I'm saying he's closer to this than to that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think, and I stand by it, I think after 5 weeks, he could have been the MVP. I mean, again, it's a year where nobody's really, you know, blowing the doors off. And it was like, man, this hot passer rating through the roof. No interceptions at that point. You know, was playing great. But, you know, he's hit a rough spot. And we'll see what he's made of. You know, they've all – I mentioned a few guys who went through it and came through it and obviously learned from it and got better. He's got to do that. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Simple question. Do you think Brock Purdy will come through this shining? Or is this just who he is? He's not that good. Your thoughts next with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Brock Purdy, is he coming out of this shining, the better for it? Or is this slump just who he is? He ain't that good. Your thoughts.
All right, Darius in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Darius?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I enjoy you guys every day.
Thank you,
man.
That
we
means a lot.
That.
Yep, yes. Thank you.
Glad you called in, too. Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller, but listen, I wanted to weigh in on Purdy and this talk that everybody's, you know, giving up on, or that a lot of people are giving up on him. Listen, the guy's basically a rookie. Rookies go through growing pains. And I want to remind people of something. You brought up Patrick Mahomes earlier, and whether he hit a plateau or not. Patrick Mahomes didn't even start his rookie year. He didn't throw 50 touchdowns in 5,000 yards in his first year. He did that in his first year starting.
Right.
So Patrick Mahomes went through his growing pains. Every quarterback has them. Russell Wilson had him when he was a rookie, even though he looked spectacular. He handled pressure very well. But he had his growing pains. Quarterback does. So they need to lay off Purdy. I think Purdy should have been a third or fourth round pick at least, if not a second round pick. And I think he's going to be just fine.
All right, Darius,
that's
thank
a good
you.
Call. That's
appreciate
a good
the call and the support.
Yep.
Yep. Drew in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
What up, what up? Hope y'all doing good. I feel like once the 49ers offensive stars get healthy, he will be better. But this is kind of just who he is. I feel like I don't know. I feel like Brock Purdy is the Kyle Allen or Tyler Heineke type player where he doesn't have all the physical attributes for, like, to be a beast quarterback. He's just good because he does what he does. You get what I'm saying? But those two quarterbacks, Kyle Allen or Tyler Heineke, have never played for a coach or a team like the 49ers. Like, the football team and Panthers, they're dysfunctional. The 49ers are not that type of team. So I feel like he's one of those players. He just has more of a better culture around him that's going to help him and make him play better. Like, everyone on the 49ers makes him better, like, if you think about it. And the defense.
Yeah, and in fairness to Brock, he made them better too. Like, remember, now granted, Jimmy G's not a Hall of Famer, but they were averaging 24 points with Jimmy G last year, 18 with Trey Lance in that small sample size. They've averaged 31 until this recent stretch. They had averaged 31 points a game with Brock Purdy. So he definitely made them better too.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mo in OKC, you're in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mo?
Hey, good evening, fellas. I just want to say thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm caller, but listen to you guys every day.
Appreciate it.
And love y'all, watching y'all growing up. So from a 49ers fan perspective, unbiased take, no, this is not who Brock Purdy is. One of the callers, or I think one of you guys said, you know, He's going through a rookie slump because he just played his 17th game in today's NFL. That's one full season. So I feel like, you know, from what the nation, everybody's seen on the national games we've played, it's a little, as a Niner fan, they haven't gotten a real taste of what Brock Purdy has brought into the Niners offense. But I feel like based off of what we've seen so far, he can come out of this. This is growing pains. And the only thing that worried me is if they come out of the bye week this week and he's still making these same mistakes.
Right.
So Chris, my call.
No problem. Thank you. Chris said that. And that's
right.
Chris, if that's the case, then there's no way they're not going to look at it. If he comes off the bye and plays poorly, they're going to have to say, well, you know what I mean? Like, what
yeah,
are
I
doing?
Don't think they'd bench him the next week. I mean, unless it's just, you know, abysmal. Right. But, yeah, I mean, at some point, they're trying to win. At some point, they might have to.
Let's squeeze in one more. Sergio in SoCal, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sergio?
Rob, Chris, it's been a while. I hope you guys are blessed.
I know. How are you, Mr. SoCal?
Well, with the Niners on a 3-game losing streak, I'm not too hot. But life is good. Life is good. I can't complain. Happy birthday to Chris. I'm glad to see you live another life, brother.
Thank you, my man.
And you know what, guys? I think you guys are kind of on the same boat, other than the fact that Rob said he's closer to this than he is what he was the first 10 games. Now, for example, if you want to use, like, Zach Wilson as an example or any other quarterback who had their first 13 games as if you're going to last 13 games as a rookie playing terrible, if someone had their first 13 games terrible, like terrible stats and just didn't look good, the same would apply if they had 3 straight good games. People wouldn't start calling him elite or good, right? I mean, I just can't erase everything Brock Purdy has done.
I'm not erasing it, but I thought that for Mr. Irrelevant, it was an unbelievable 10 games to start. That's all. You cannot buy into that. That's who he is. Totally. Right? Is that fair?
No, I'm. You know what? Granted, you're right. Now, I personally, even as a Niners fan, I never thought he was some elite quarterback. And I was kind of waiting for the moment. I was waiting for the moment he was going to come back down to earth And I just think it looks bad that it's three games straight.
Right.
But like Chris said, he has had little moments where he shows exactly who he was those first 10 games, but he's just had those clunker mistakes. And Jimmy G, people who want to say Jimmy G 2.0, Jimmy G was already 6-7 years into the league and still making rookie mistakes. There's no getting better from that. Brock Purdy is young, and he's making his mistakes, and it is what it is. He's making them mid-season. Let's just hope he gets better from it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah, Rob, like I said, I think he's earned himself a little rope. I think you've seen enough in these games where he's played well enough, you know, throughout most of the game until the end. And ironically, Rob, that first game that they lost, he didn't play well during the game, but led that last drive, and the rookie kicker missed the field goal. That would have been a game-winning drive. So we'll see. But obviously Shanahan likes him. Sent Trey Lance packing to keep him. So I think they might
come back, Chris. That point about Trey Lance, there was no reason to get rid of him at that point. Seriously, like he's a
both of us thought, why not just keep him? Now I get that they would have. I guess they felt like it would have really been awkward. But I know Trey and I've read that Trey and Brock say they're close.
But Trey hadn't played enough for me to just totally. You know what I mean? Like he played five. No, how many games, right, Chris?
Well, that's why I agree with you. He must have not looked good
in practice, because we talk about that all the time. You know, when they weren't playing Fields, and we said it's got to be that in practice,
right?
He just doesn't look good because it didn't make any sense. They had nobody else. They weren't winning. Right. So why are you not playing this kid?
Right, right. And you had seen him a few times in games, so it's not like he was one of those guys where he didn't practice well. But man, once the bright lights go on, he's awesome. So they knew that wasn't the case. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Trey Lance. You know, what becomes of him. Darnold, you know, like I said, I think they'll give Bryce some rope. But if he continues to play badly, then at some point you just got to do what you want to do. And because you are trying to win a Super Bowl. And, Rob, remember that the Niners are trying to do it a different way than other teams. You know, you look at Kansas City, now Baltimore, now Cincinnati, the Chargers, although they're not a contender. But a lot of these teams, their quarterback is getting paid. And so Kansas City's a prime example. They don't have the pieces around Mahomes, not all of them, that, you know, you might have if he weren't getting paid. But their game plan was, let's go pay all these other stars.
Right, right.
Right.
The pieces around them.
And then get a rookie
right.
quarterback. Right. And it really, I mean, this is a real extreme, because Lance would have been making, you know, at least first round rookie scale money. Heck, Brock Purdy's making less than $1 million a year, right? He's making less than $900,000 a year.
Wow.
So they, if they don't get it done in this window, then this experiment will have backfired as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, it is one of those things, and I understand the thinking about it, and if you got a system that works, that maybe you can make it work. But it's ultimately, Chris, they got to win a Super Bowl.
Right, because they've been there.
They
got
to win a Super Bowl.
They got there with Jimmy G. They right. got to win a Super Bowl.
Not get there and all that. Right. They got to win a Super Bowl. That's where they are.
Well, there was some
right when they made the move for Stafford, Chris. Right, Stafford.
Right,
right. It had to be because golf had gotten them to the Super Bowl. So
right.
Stafford couldn't just get them to the Super Bowl. Stafford had to win it. He tried to lose it for them, but they won.
Yep. Right. Right.
He tried.
He was there for one reason. You're absolutely right. Anything less would have been a failure. Now, of course, Kyle Shanahan coached Kirk Cousins in Washington. And you know, Rob, there was some line of thought that they might go out and try to get Kirk Cousins. If they don't win the Super Bowl or reach the Super Bowl this year, that they might try to go out and get Kirk Cousins as a free agent. You know, now with Cousins with the Achilles tear, and he's what, 35 years old?
Is he that old now?
I think so. I'm gonna check now, but
you know what's crazy is I remember when he was at Michigan State, Chris. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was at Michigan State when I was a columnist. I just can't even get over
35. 35. That's crazy. You're right. I don't think a RG3, who was in the same draft, you know, and they were on the same team, as that old Rob. But yeah, well, he's 33. Be 34 in February.
Wow.
And he was pitching himself. Remember when Aaron Rodgers went down?
Yeah, right.
Pitching himself is, you know, he's throwing out, you might go get a Carson Wentz, a Matt Ryan, a me, you know, all these other guys out here. Like, it was like, man, look, Rob, I thought there were going to be times when RG3 would rebound. You know, like, I thought, oh, he goes to backup Lamar. If Lamar gets hurt, he'll be able to play well there. Or a few other situations. And he never really did.
And Chris, you know? Real quick, Jimmy G, just a turnover machine. Leads the league.
He had more than one. He got two. Just had one. He's got two already.
Right? He's got.
Wow.
One tonight. And there was what was that? Who was the other one? Yeah, a fumble. But Jimmy G, he leads the league in turnovers, right?
Leads the league in interceptions, playing two less games than the next closest guy.
Two less games, Chris. He's just, what's happened to Jimmy G?
Well, some people would tell you Kyle Shanahan, but Jimmy G, we said it, Rob, when he went there, they were 1-10. And he turned them around immediately, and you look at those years, when he got hurt, they struggled badly.
They did, I remember that.
The 2 years he was healthy,
we kept saying,
they got the NFC title game.
Right, we kept saying, I don't know, you can say whatever you want about them, and the numbers aren't there. When they won those road playoff games, remember Green Bay without throwing a touchdown.
Yep.
Dallas
yep.
without throwing a touchdown. They won the games, though, Chris.
Yep. He's not helping Brock Purdy's case, though, because a lot of all the Shanahan does it. It's all about Shanahan and his system and the other players. They're looking at Jimmy G as evidence.
Right.
You know, like,
Exhibit A, right.
Yeah, exactly. He was good with Shanahan. Now look at him. But I tell you what, who's probably the unhappiest guy in the world is Devontae Adams. I'd love to see him get traded to a good situation. But you know what? I'm not going to shed tears for him. He did choose us, but it would be nice to see him in a good situation.
Yeah, that was his pick. That was his situation. And that's why you got to be real careful. We talked about it before, about going places for people or whatever. James Harden went to Philadelphia because his guy was there, right, Chris? Now he can't stand the dude.
Yeah, and speaking of Harden, Rob, Philly is looking good without him. Tyrese Maxey has stepped into that role and is like, oh, I get James's shots? Cool. They're 2-1. The loss was by a point to Milwaukee. And, Rob, Tyrese Maxey, 30 points, 6 assists, and 6.7 rebounds a game he's averaging.
Wow. Off to a great start.
Yeah, if they keep winning and Maxey keeps playing well, that's going to make it – they might let Harden sit, you know, until they get a deal.
I told you, I'd make him sit, Chris. Just make
I would,
sit.
Too. Like I said, like, send him away. If I could suspend him, I would. I don't think they'll be able to –
No, if he's there and if he's going to practice and he's willing to play, you can't. That would be – you'd have a problem with the union.
Right.
Right.
But I wouldn't play him. Would you play him? Because he's not going to play well. He'll mess up whatever chemistry they have brewing. So I would send him home or just, you know, let him do whatever he wants to do until we call – don't call us, we'll call you when you're traded. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Speaking of trades, the NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. We'll talk about who could be on the move and whether or not it could shift the balance of power in the NFL. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio, keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Rob G., get on the mic. Derrick Henry, we asked Tyler Dragon about him potentially being traded. He said he'd love to see him in Baltimore. It feels to me like he's not going to be moved. What's the latest out there, and what are your thoughts?
Sure. It's been reported now by multiple outlets that at least one team has made an offer for Derrick Henry ahead of tomorrow's trade deadline. Some have speculated that team being the Baltimore Ravens, as we talked about on Friday. However, according to NFL Network, that the Titans are holding firm, that they have no interest in trading him, but they will still be accepting offers up until the deadline tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern.
He's a free agent, Rob, after this season.
Chris, if you're not going to sign him, then trade him and get something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, to me, that's elementary. Yeah. If you're not going to sign the guy, and you're just going to let him bounce or whatever. And they're not going anywhere. Where are they going? Home, dinner, maybe a show? They ain't going to no Super Bowl.
Well, they definitely ain't going to the Super Bowl. But I wonder if – and here's the thing. You know the coaches, right? The coaches don't think like we think and like the GMs think, right? We're not going anywhere. The coaches are like, I want to win every single game. And we can win every single game now.
I get it, but because it's their livelihood. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get that.
There's no guarantee if they don't win that they're going to be there to enjoy, you know, the fruits of whatever draft or trade or that you make in the future. So Mike Vrabel, look, he's done a good job. I imagine he's got some job security. But he still wants to win. And Rob, Will Levis, you know, the rookie out of Kentucky – obviously, you're aware of what he did on Sunday with the four touchdowns.
Really. Man, that came out of nowhere.
Right.
I think that was the one game I lost, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get that one because the Falcons, you know, they've been playing okay, I guess. But I wonder if that game – now, obviously, he's going to have some ups and downs. But if that made them think, you know what, let's go for it. You know what I mean? Obviously they're not going to win it, but they, you know, they might be thinking maybe we can make a playoffs and get in the tournament, and who knows what can happen. So that's something, Rob, that could make them keep, you know, Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins. Because if I'm Kansas City, I think they should have went for D-Hop when he was, you know, available in the offseason. They didn't, and now they're really struggling with these receivers. I'd make a call now if I were them to Tennessee. But if Tennessee thinks it can do something, then it may not want to move either of those guys.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot to be in because you are trying to win games, Chris, and you never know. You always feel like, what if we just sneak in and we get hot?
Right. Absolutely.
Like that's always that thing. Our teams have made runs. We can't give up on a season. And what are we going to get? A draft pick? We don't even know if that guy will pan out or whoever we go get. It's a crapshoot, but I hate to see teams just give up, you know, like let a guy walk if you don't want him.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, they didn't really want to pay Henry the last time he was a free agent. They ended up giving him a deal. But it'll be interesting to see what type of deal he gets on the market. I think Dallas, Rob, also, you know, they say Jerry Jones says he's not making calls. We're taking calls, but not making them. I think they could use a Derrick Henry.
How about
a
Josh? Guy like how about that? Josh Jacobs, Chris, who led the league in rushing last year, is on a franchise tag. He's available.
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't he be available? No,
you would think the Raiders would be doing a sale. You know, a fire sale. As bad as they are, but again, Josh McDaniels is coaching for his life. You know,
he should be, Chris, but I just never know with the Raiders. Am I right? Like, right. I just, like, he should be.
Yeah, I, you know, and you bring up Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams. Again, Rob, if I'm the Chiefs, I know Patrick Mahomes, you know, redid his contract, so he's, you know, he's getting paid and all that. But when I say wasting or taking Patrick Mahomes for granted, Rob, the Chiefs.
I know what you mean.
I don't just mean money. You know, I mean, like, they may never, they'll probably never have another quarterback as good as him.
And you got a window, so you don't want to waste a window.
Like, absolutely. Because
you don't know when it's over. You really don't. And you know what? We could go back, Chris, and you could go back when Green Bay refused to draft any skilled players in the first round for Aaron Rodgers those years.
Yep.
All those defenses that they knew weren't good enough, Chris, like they did.
Yep.
Like those were the years after they won that Super Bowl and they were 15-1 that other year, remember?
Yep.
Like that's when they should have just said, nah, we're just going to put everything into this and try to go like win 3 Super Bowls in a 5 or 6 year stretch and then whatever happens after that, we're good with. That's what you should have done. They didn't do that.
Rob, it was a long time between Lynn Dawson and Patrick Mahomes. All right? It was like about
50 years, wasn't it?
Well, Dawson looks like he retired in 72.
But they hadn't won a Super Bowl in
74?
Years, right? Kansas City?
Oh, no, they hadn't won a Super Bowl. Yeah. But he retired in, looks like, around 74. Mahomes, 2017. So it was a long time. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.